WRCO-FM, Richland Center, WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450 on a Thursday morning. The update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads. And Southwest Tech in Fenimore, this is where you belong.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for a competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky meeting with European leaders in Brussels today. He'll meet later with NATO defense ministers. His goal, more assistance from the West.
If we start now and follow the victory plan, we can end this war no later than next year.
The outcome of next month's U.S. election could have a major impact on the future of aid for Ukraine. Early in-person voting begins today in North Carolina. Vice President Kamala Harris will campaign in Wisconsin. Former President Donald Trump attends the Al Smith Dinner in New York City. The Archbishop of Los Angeles, Jose Gomez, apologized to victims of sexual abuse by the clergy. He announced an $880 million payment to settle decades of allegations. Brings the total payout for lawsuits against L.A. to nearly $1.5 billion. And crowds gathered outside the Buenos Aires Hotel where former One Direction member Liam Payne died at 31. He fell from a balcony. This is ABC News. More workers across the country are getting in a union mood.
It's the first time it's happened since Gerald Ford was in the White House. During Joe Biden's presidency, petitions to form unions have gone up rather than down.
It's not just a single industry. It's not even just, you know, certain regions of the country.
And acting Labor Secretary Julie Sue says it's because workers have noticed unions winning wage increases and other improvements.
I think that's giving people a sense of, hey, you know, I'd like a piece of that, too.
The Labor Department says roughly 10% of American workers now belong to unions, down from about 20% decades ago. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Took some extra work to pry out a 100-year-old time capsule at the National World War I Museum and Memorial in Kansas City. Crews had to drill through a foot and a half of concrete and limestone. The museum curator, Christopher Warren.
It's exciting to open up things that human eyes have not had contact with for so many years.
There was also a bomb squad on hand because 1920s-era film can be highly flammable. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Good morning. 5 minutes after 7 o'clock, we'll share with you forecast details in just a little bit. It's an on-time morning in southwest Wisconsin, even though in my backyard it looked like it had snowed, but no, it hadn't. Another frosty one, an overnight low of 25, in fact, here at the studios.
Chances are you're not hearing this ad while topping 100 in your Aston Martin or taking a spin around town in your Rolls Royce. But if you are, then Donald Trump's tax plan is for you. Just ask him.
You're rich as hell. We're going to give you a tax cut?
But if you're hearing this on your way to work or school pickup, if you're heading to the grocery store or wondering how long you can stretch that tank of gas, then your plan is Kamala Harris's plan. She'll make the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share so she can give the middle class a tax cut, as well as $25,000 for first-time homebuyers, $6,000 for first-time parents, and a $50,000 tax deduction for starting a new business. Because that guy in the Cybertruck that just zoomed by doesn't need another break. But Kamala Harris knows you sure could use one.
Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Today, a high of 65 with sunshine, south winds 12 to 22. Clear and crisp tonight, a low of 39. Sunny, breezy, and warmer Friday at a high of 70. Saturday, 72, and Sunday, 75. 75 Monday, 70 Tuesday, 59 Wednesday. A little bit more October feel by the middle of the week next week. The morning low today has been 25. Right now, we're at 26 degrees in Richland Center.
She was dressed to kill, I was in my boots. So I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth. Before closing time, she caught me by surprise. Before the end of the song, I said, where to? She said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on?
Yeah.
Lunch and Jelly Roll on WRCL. Good morning. Jelly Roll, that sounds good. Yeah. Henry, go get us some, okay? Anyway, we're going to check in with old Hank for the roundup in just a little bit, and we'll have our birthdays and anniversaries on the 17th of October. All a part of an action-packed morning. Hold on.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
She can't take you in.
The Eagles in a peaceful, easy feeling. Well, today's things to celebrate, Get to Know Your Customers Day. It's Four Prunes Day. We'll have to see whether Henry's had his prunes today or not. It's National Get Smart About Credit, and it is Pasta Day. Oh, that's good stuff. Pasta, I really like just about all of it. Except if June buys wheat pasta. I'm like, come on. Yeah, come on. Anyway, it's Payback a Friend Day and Wear Something Gaudy Day today. I have a closet full of that stuff.
Elizabeth Grabe is just another out-of-touch, out-of-state politician who doesn't share our rural Wisconsin values. But Miami Liz thinks she's qualified to represent our district because she's lived in Miami, Florida for 20 years. Hear it from her.
Lafayette County is much different, but there's a element there that I feel as though I would be a good person to have representing that district because I lived in Miami for 20 years, and my son's father is Colombian.
And Miami Liz thinks she knows farming because she enjoys archery?
I'm kind of a farm girl. I enjoy archery.
Even funnier, Miami Liz thinks she's better than us. Just take it from her.
And I feel like we're a little bit more affluent.
Miami Liz belongs at the beach, not representing our farms. Elizabeth Grabe is wrong for our district and wrong for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Can the Packers make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and health care needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Hi, I'm Joan Ballwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Ballwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Ballwig.
Regaining strength and motor functions after major health events, such as stroke, is vital to avoid return hospital visits and further injury. In fact, an extensive study conducted by the American Physical Therapy Association shows how PT saves patients money while improving their overall well-being. Choosing PT allows patients to build strength and restore movement. The supportive physical therapy team at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is ready to help you on your road to recovery. Call today to learn more.
Thursday's Roundup, sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Get ready for a show full of energy, world records, and the opportunity to learn absolutely nothing.
Hey!
Tune in for some fun, knowledge, and of course, frivolous information.
It's time for the Roundup.
How you doing, sir?
You've been practicing.
I have been, yes.
Working on his underarm skills there. Yeah, good job.
So don't shake my left hand.
Sometime if you want a lesson in it, just let me know.
Oh, so, okay. The teachings that happen at June's daycare.
Absolutely.
She's gone.
I've taught many over the years. I don't know if the state licensor knows about that particular thing.
I'm sure they do now.
Probably now.
Yes.
Yep, they do.
How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, we're good.
You have a good night?
Yes, we did. Yes.
Did you get in trouble?
No. Pretty relaxing, you know. And
Hallmark night?
Nope. Just a little nappy poo, and then went to bed. So got a little bit of a pre-nap. It was like the pre-game show for the night, and then went to bed. Some people say, well, if I fall asleep, then when I go to bed, I can't go to sleep. No, I don't have any problem with that. Just like continuation.
Yeah, I didn't sleep very well.
You didn't?
No.
What was going on?
I don't know. I took my nighttime meds, you know, and just went to sleep. I went to bed about 9 o'clock.
How many Mountain Dews did you have before
that? None. I don't.
Okay.
I didn't fall asleep till like 11:30.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That's too bad. I see you didn't shave again this morning. So. Yeah, exactly.
I think I'm getting too many naps at work, though.
I thought it was No Shave November. You're doing it in October, then.
I'm early.
Oh, you're early.
Yeah, I'm early.
You're going to
have to see my legs.
Oh, you're going to play Santa Claus this year, are you?
No. I don't have to. I mean, I'm Santa Claus all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, so last night, you know, I got to put away my volleyball gear.
Right.
Okay, so that's all done. And then all my softball.
Not doing any postseason?
No, I didn't put any in for it. The WIA called and said, hey, Henry, we've noticed that you didn't fill out an availability survey for your volleyball. And I said, you're exactly right. I didn't. And then they go, oh, do you want to? And I go, nope, I'm good. So, I like volleyball. I'm just, I do it to help coaches and athletes
get a rest
out. Yep. I do. So I put that stuff away. I put all my baseball and softball gear away. I cleaned it in the dishwasher. So you just put that stuff in the dishwasher and it dries.
Congratulations. You're going to be honored by the hometown.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
That's
pretty neat.
Yeah,
that's really, really neat. So I was the only one on the ballot, but that's really...
Yeah, there you go. Only one that showed up.
Yeah, but no, that's really neat. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was it, umpire of the year? For the Western section. Uh-huh. So,
you must not have made them real mad this year.
Or I've made them all mad, so, you know, if we do this, we get rid of him.
Oh, okay.
But I think I was the only one on the ballot.
Okay. Well, so, congrats.
Well, appreciate that. Yeah. But, yeah, that's kind of neat. So, but, you know, so I got to put all that stuff away, so I'm ready to go.
Ready for B-ball?
Well, a couple weeks off would help me, you know, just... So, I didn't know I had so much gear. Huh. So I did. I do have extra gear, and I'm taking it to a young man out of Viroqua.
Oh yeah.
Yep. He's starting. It's his second year of umpiring. Does a really, really nice job. He's just a junior in high school, and he's looking for gear. And I said, you know what? Why not give it to him?
Yeah, there you go.
So I got a couple shirts for him. I got some shin guards, chest protector, and it's good stuff. A full mask.
Nice to have a younger person.
Yes, it is.
Interested in it, right?
So, anyway, and I figured out that you have cheated in the Rock'em Sock'em Robots this morning.
No, I haven't cheated.
You did, sir.
How have I cheated?
Because you just have. I mean, my guy's stuck.
He's not stuck.
He's stuck. I won.
I think you got me.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you
did. It's all over.
My head popped up. Huh. I don't know. I think it's rigged. Oh, I got you.
I had you first, though.
Uh-huh. We need the Fox cam.
We need the oil.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Yeah. Maybe there's too much oil, Phil. Anyway, a couple items in the news this morning that people need to know about.
What's that?
Well, the world's largest pair of jeans, Philip, measured 250 feet long.
You're off your diet?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
A Chinese textile company assembled a team of more than 30 garment makers to break the Guinness Book of World Record for the largest pair of jeans. The garment makers in Yulin City, China, spent 18 days working to create the massive pants that measure 250 feet long, 5 inches, and have a waist circumference of 190 feet and 10 inches.
Wow.
I'm really off my diet. The jeans featured 18,044 feet of denim, 25 feet and 59 inches of zipper, and 3 foot and 94 inch stainless steel button.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the tremendous trousers weighed a staggering 7,936 pounds.
Oh, my God. That'd be really hard on the clothesline.
Talking about Jolly Green Giant. Did you hear what happened in the NLCS game 2 at the Dodgers dugout?
The snake?
Yes.
I read that yesterday.
You did? Okay, yeah. So we're going to skip that.
Well, no, I was kind of exciting, though. Yeah. One of the grounds crew had to pick him up and take the snake out.
The most surprising play in game 2 of the National League Championship Series happened off the field when a snake was found in the L.A. Dodgers dugouts.
Huh.
Said, I walked into a dugout during the fifth inning and spotted a small serpent nearby. I was hoping it was a rally snake.
Or a fake one.
Or a fake one.
Rubber snake. Yeah. It was the real deal.
A Las Vegas man spent nearly 23 hours going up and down the stairs in his home to break the Guinness World Record for the fastest time to ascend and descend the height of Mount Everest on his in-home stairs. Sean Greasley had to climb and descend a distance of 29,031 feet and 5.5 inches on his stairs and home to match the height of the world's tallest mountain. He live streamed his attempt on YouTube, finishing after 22 hours and 57 minutes and 2 seconds.
Wow.
Do you have nothing better to do?
He has to be in good shape, though.
But do you still have nothing better to do than to do that?
Probably not.
Yes.
You know?
Maybe I should do that.
I don't even like going. You know, we have stuff downstairs. Right. We have a kitchen downstairs. And June will borrow the ketchup or something, you know, like maybe ranch or something. And I'll be like, hey, where's the ketchup? Oh, it's downstairs. Oh. Then I have to
going downstairs is not the problem. It's coming back up.
Do I really want ketchup that bad to go all the way down the stairs?
If it was soy sauce, all you have to do is scrape it underneath the fridge.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well,
or chocolate sauce. I just want to make sure those things don't die on you.
Oh, right. Yeah, until I make another mess.
Have you made a mess lately?
I don't think so, but you'll have to ask.
Maybe we should give a call to June in the near future to see the messes that Phil leave.
That would be not good.
No. What?
No, because I'm sure there's something that I've forgotten about that I messed up.
Well, I think it would be an awesome phone call to have, you know, just to...
We'll wait for Packer Bear Week.
No, you just get it all done in 1 week.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, this could be an interesting year, Packers and Bears.
So apparently I'm going to the Packers 49ers game.
You are?
Yes.
Do you have a ticket?
Well, unbeknown to me, I have to buy them.
Oh.
My son calls and says, hey, Dad, let's go to a football game.
Oh.
I said, that's awesome.
Father-son thing?
Yeah. And then he goes, let's go to the 49er-Packer game. I said, first of all, what time does it start? 3:25. That's a horrible time to come home because you're not going to be home till 11 if you're lucky.
Past Hank's beauty sleep time.
And he goes, we could leave around 9. And I said, all right, do you have the tickets? He goes, no, you're going to have to get them. I said, that's fine. I said, I just got you. Then he goes, well, what about Haley? And I said, see if Sis wants to go. You know, oh, yeah, she wants to go. So Dad's going to the 49er game and the Packer game.
What's the date on that?
The 24th, isn't it, or something like that? Of November?
November, okay. Okay. Well, you'll probably have to bundle up a little bit. What about the going rate for the tickets?
Well, they're anywhere from $388 to up to $2,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
See, and I want to sit on the Green Bay side because if you're in the 49er side, you're going to see the sun all day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want to see. I don't want right. to see. I don't want to battle the sun.
I do that at AmFam Field too.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I don't want to be on the first base side because you just get. Just and I'm like, shut the roof! Come on,
Jeepers!
Shut the roof! Jeez, I'm melting here. You're on the third base side. You're not so bad.
Okay, yeah, but I want to be on the Packers side because the sun's not killing you all game long.
Right,
so.
Right. But 24th of November, you might be all right.
I could be.
Yeah,
you probably may want the sun.
Right. Well, you're going to have to get a part-time job to get those tickets here, my friend.
Oh, I tell you what, I just got back from my vacation.
You did?
Yeah. You know, I went up north to Lloyd.
Right. So you made it further than I did this summer. Oh, boy. Lot to do there, though.
Yeah. There's a lot to do. Yeah.
Got the community center there.
Yeah,
I went to first grade at the Lloyd Community Center.
Did you really?
I did. Yep.
They closed it down after you, didn't they?
They did. There's a historical marker there. In the bathroom. I wrote. Oh, well.
For a good time called PH132.
It was only first grade then. It was like, for a play in the sandbox day, call 585-2793.
Did they actually have a full number back then?
Yeah, they did. We had a party line.
I had a party line.
Probably got a busy signal if you tried it. But that was my saving grace when the teacher tried to call home. We were on a party line, so it was hard to get through.
It was every day then.
Yeah. Well, I guess I couldn't get through to your mother. Anyway.
One more thing. A Washington woman who has been feeding raccoons near her home for 35 years, okay, ended up calling the authorities. She found that when she found her home surrounded by over 100 of these critters.
They spread the word.
And she's wondering, why do they keep coming?
You've
been feeding them over 100. So, and the state said that it's $500 per raccoon to trap and release them.
Wow.
They wouldn't get fed from me from now.
No, but they might.
But they didn't understand, well, why does all of them come here? Well, it's free food. They're scavengers.
Yep. You don't feed them, though, they might attack you.
That's what she goes up that she and she if the there's a video of it and she walks right through them. They don't care.
Oh, they don't. Okay.
No, they don't care. Huh. That's just like the people feed the deer, in their driveway. You just throw corn and they come. And the more you feed, the more they come.
Right. So well, I've got
just like me and you. You're going to feed us. We're coming.
Yeah, I have a slinky now to protect my.
Yes, you do. From Pastor Diane. That's awesome.
Pastor Diane at Willow Valley United Methodist gave me a slinky yesterday.
Have you played with it yet?
No. It's in the box. I'm just going to have to keep it away from my granddaughters because they'll want it. They might bend it. It's a metal one. It's a cool one.
That's the way they're supposed to go, though.
Yeah, most of them are plastic.
But then we can take the wire and use it to fix fence and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, that's what I used to do.
Yeah.
And secure my toy box so other kids could get it.
Buddy, have a good day. Be kind.
Hey, you bet. That's old Hank Gray.
Changing someone's life is one of the greatest feelings that a person can have. Volunteers get to have that feeling each time they donate their time to help others. Schmidt Woodland Hills is a great place to donate some of that time. Schmidt is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization that relies on the kindness and generosity of members of our community to make a difference in the lives of our residents. If you would like to make a difference in someone's life, contact Jeremy Walsh at Schmidt Woodland Hills.
This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
Hi, Let me tell you a story about a 10-year-old boy growing up in a small town. His parents were divorced, and the boy lived with his mom, who worked hard to provide. Each day, the boy walked home from school, dropped his books off, then headed next door to help his neighbor in the garden. There, the boy listened as his neighbor told tales of honor and bravery in World War II. It was in that garden where the boy's dreams took root, dreams of serving his country and farming the land. I'm Tony Kurtz, and that boy was me. I went on to serve 20 years in the U.S. Army and establish my own farm. Today, I'm honored to represent my neighbors in the legislature. I want everyone to be able to pursue the American dream, but I know that dreams don't start in a big building with marble columns. They start in our neighborhoods. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in roads, schools, and hospitals while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. On November 5th, I ask for your vote so that we can achieve even more.
Hello everyone, Kenny the Wannabe Baker here from Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
The movie Jailhouse Rock, starring Elvis Presley, premiered on this day in 1957. October 17th of 1966, Hollywood Squares premiered on NBC. And it was in 1989, Game 3 of the World Series was canceled because of an earthquake which struck Northern California just 30 minutes before the game at Candlestick Park. It was rescheduled and played 10 days later. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday to Hope Huffman from Grandma and Grandpa Olson. Also to Connie Kenothi from Jay and Mary Pat. And have a great day, Connie Eck Kenothi from Butch and Mrs. Butch. Also have a great day today, Connie from the old class of 1982. Greetings today to Alan Bradley retiree Gene Delamater, a.k.a. 17811, from also retired 18101. And to Gene Delamater from the Richland area senior citizens. Jordan Broker, have a happy 25th. Hope your day is grand. From Grandpa Kenny, Grandma Sandy, have a great day. Uncle Jordan, happy 25th from Lindy. Have a great day today to Brother, who's 25 today. Lots of love from Desiree. Happy 25th, Daddy. We love you so much. From Alice and Coulter. And to son, Jordan Broker, have a happy 25th. Hope you have a terrific day. Lots of love from Mom and Dad. And love from Terry, Tammy, Brady, and Isabel. Happy birthday to Matthew Melby from the Beulah Wesleyan Church, Brad Templin, Jeff Perry, and Rod Muller. There's a trio right there. From Little Willow Birthday Club, happy birthday to Sarah Ruskamp from Mom and Dad. Happy wishes to Kiera Joe Phillips from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. To Courtney Hemphill from Willow Valley United Methodist and Rodney Gokenauer with a birthday today. Best wishes from your friends in Ithaca. Happy birthday to Eric from your mother and your brother. From the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, we salute Lauren Adamson, Kate Adamson, Edison Bartles, and Augusto Centeno. Have a great day today, Dean Garut and Abigail Hinkle. Happy birthday, Kara Jacobson, Cliff Schneider, Colton Harrington, Sawyer Jane Waddell, and also to Becca Makovic, and also to Donna Snyder. Happy anniversary, Mr. and Mrs. Kevin Drone, and also have a great day, Jim and Jermaine Hying. Bloom City Town Crier today, saluting Kira Joe Phillips, to Judy Tarola, Jim and Jermaine Hying, happy anniversary, and to Travis and Katie Morris. From the Richland Center Lions today, happy birthday, Aubrey Bonnie Johnson, Jamie Lassicky, Caitlin Dahlberg, Jane Delamater, and Jeff Perry. Happy anniversary, Brian and Christy McCarthy, and Travis and Katie Morris. To Robert and Heidi Clary from Ash Creek United Methodist Church, best wishes on your anniversary. To Megan and Tyler Anderson from Lori and the Guys, and to Megan and Tyler Anderson from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Have a happy day.
Antique, estate, pre-owned jewelry is the hottest trend in today's jewelry. Not only is J.J. Walsh Jewelers in Richland Center strong buyers of used jewelry, we have purchased a huge collection of estate pieces that are for sale every day. But since this has been such a hot category for us, this year we're bringing in a traveling estate jewelry show. Saturday, November 9th, we're hosting the nationally known Singer Estate Collection. They'll have hundreds of amazing pieces, including items owned by Elvis, Elizabeth Taylor, and more, and everything is for sale. Art Deco, Edwardian, Vintage, Art Nouveau, Mid-Century, and other styles for every taste. November 9th, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food. Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans. I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Voters of these 50 states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
This Bosses Week, it's time to celebrate all the milestones you've achieved, like signing that big client, training new team members, and hitting your sales goals. It's a moment to recognize the people who helped make it possible. Let Added Touch Floral and Gifts in Richland Center help say thank you. They're your friendly hometown florist ready to deliver smiles. Call them at 647-2319 or visit them online at addedtouchfloral.com. Show your appreciation this Bosses Week with Added Touch Floral and Gifts. They deliver.
The news is coming up. Joanne has that for you. We'll check sports next hour as well, and we'll have our trivia question of the day. Phil Nee wishing you the best. It's 25 degrees in Richland Center.
Are you in the Christmas spirit? Bring your littles to Corton, Maine, as we are having our annual Photos with Santa coming up on November 9th from noon to 2. After photos, children can decorate cookies provided by Corton, Maine. Photos will be taken by Mary Kate Photography. We can't wait to see you on November 9th from noon to 2 at Corton, Maine in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 25 degrees in Richland Center at 745. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and the Philback family of dealerships. Sunny and rather breezy today, a high of 65. Tonight, clear and crisp with the low of 39. After a low of 24, we're back up to 25 degrees.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet, we appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. Two people were injured in a head-on crash earlier this week. Monday afternoon at 3:45, the Richland County Dispatch received a report of the crash at the intersection of U.S. Highway 14 and J Lane. The initial investigation revealed that Kai Wang, 56, of Lake Forest, Illinois, was traveling westbound on U.S. Highway 14 when he crossed over the center line into the eastbound lane. Sabrina Ryder, 46, of Richland, Richland Center, was driving eastbound and spotted Wang's vehicle in her lane. Unfortunately, both drivers were unable to avoid the impending collision and crashed head-on. Sabrina Ryder required extrication from her vehicle by the Lone Rock Fire Department before being transported to Richland Hospital by Lone Rock EMS. Due to the severity of her injuries, she was later airlifted to UW Hospital via UW MedFlight for further treatment. Kai Wang was also transported to Richland Hospital for his injuries by Richland County Ambulance. The crash remains under investigation. Farmers who were impacted by Hurricane Helene are getting help from Wisconsin farmers by delivering hay for their animals in North Carolina and Tennessee. A Merrill farmer, Hans Breitenmauser, sent 54 large bales of hay to North Carolina. He says it was important for him to give back to those who need it most. This initiative was started by Freemark Innovations, a window supplier in Merrill. So far, 10 trucks from across the country have delivered hay to states impacted by the hurricanes. They said that they've gathered 14,000 large round bales, 450 large square bales, and 4,000 small bales of hay through donations. They are currently looking for more drivers to take more hay down to impacted states. The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association says the new initiative of getting new AEDs to schools is aimed at enhancing the safety and well-being of student-athletes, coaches, and spectators across the state. 24 schools throughout Wisconsin are getting the AEDs, with 14 distributed randomly and 10 given out using Department of Public Instruction data. Sudden cardiac arrest is a leading cause of death among young athletes. AEDs, when used promptly, can significantly increase the chance of survival. Andrew Levitt became the 11th chancellor for UW-Oshkosh when he took over in 2014, and he will continue as a faculty member and professor of chemistry. Levitt says he always believed a 10-year term would be sufficient, and serving longer deprives UW-Oshkosh of the fresh vision it deserves. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman says he is grateful for Levitt's service to UW-Oshkosh, its campus community, and the entire state. Levitt is now the third chancellor in the UW system to announce their departure this year. Levitt's resignation goes into effect June 30th of next year. The Wisconsin Association for Home Health Care has announced that State Senator Howard Markline has been recognized as a champion of home health care for the 2023-24 state legislative session. This designation is meant to publicly identify legislators for their exceptional work to promote the expanded utilization of skilled home health care as an effective, affordable option for post-acute medical care. As the Senate co-chair of the Joint Committee on Finance, Senator Markline led the approval of the fiscal year 2023-25 budget that included a continuation of the Federal American Rescue Plan Act Home and Community-Based Services 5% increase from April 1, 2024 through June 30, 2025. This rate increase has helped home health agencies attract and retain qualified workforce and ensure access to care. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Wisconsin today for a trio of campaign appearances. The Democratic presidential candidate will be in La Crosse, Milwaukee, and Green Bay in her sixth trip to Wisconsin since she became the party's nominee this summer. Her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, was in Wisconsin earlier this week. After a spate of visits, Republican nominee Donald Trump has no events scheduled for Wisconsin. He's making appearances in other battleground states this week. Wisconsin voters wishing to use ballot drop boxes will have far fewer opportunities than in the past. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says available data indicates that there are at least 78 drop boxes in use in at least 48 communities across Wisconsin. Local clerks are not required to notify WEC if they plan to use the boxes.
In 2020, there were approximately 500 drop boxes in use for the presidential election, and for the many years prior to the 2020 election, there were many additional drop boxes in use as well. In 2022, the Wisconsin Supreme Court's conservative majority struck down their use. The court's liberal majority reversed that decision earlier this year. Madison and Milwaukee have 14 drop boxes apiece. Racine has 7. All three cities are Democratic strongholds. Most municipalities that report having drop boxes have just one, usually located near City Hall. Absentee voting in Wisconsin begins next Tuesday. All three election workers in a Wisconsin town of about 800 people resigned last week over a longstanding dispute just ahead of the start of in-person absentee voting in the crucial swing state in a month before the November 5th election. An interim clerk was appointed last week to oversee elections in the central Wisconsin town of Westfield, where 538 people cast ballots in the 2020 presidential election. President Joe Biden won Wisconsin by just under 21,000 votes in 2020, but he lost in Westfield by 137 votes. Courtney Trimble, deputy clerk in Marquette County, where Westfield is located, will take the job temporarily, the Wisconsin State Journal reported Wednesday. Trimble said 6 volunteers stepped forward after she was appointed, and several others had previously volunteered after the resignations earlier in the week. The dispute that led to the resignations is part of a long-running local rift related to a former town board chair who lost a recall election last month, according to the State Journal. Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, known as GRACE, will hold its annual meeting tonight at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. All teams are encouraged to attend to receive plaques and plates. Research checks will also be handed out.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Thursday, October 17th. James V. Jim Mathias, 78 of Sauk City and formerly of Richland Center in Cuba City, died October 8th at the Montello Care Center. A memorial mass will be held this morning at 11 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Church in Richland Center. Friends may call at the church this morning from 10 until the time of mass at 11. The Hooverson Funeral Homes in Sauk City and Mazomini are assisting the family of James V., Jim Mathias, 78 of Sauk City and formerly of Richland Center in Cuba City. Mary Ann Pine, 88 of Lone Rock, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home on Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Mary Ann Pine, 88 of Lone Rock. Russell S. Melvin, 62 of Avoca, died September 21st at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 2 at the Lone Rock Community Center. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family of Russell S. Melvin, 62 of Avoca. Jacqueline Ann, Jackie McCulloch, age 77, died last Thursday after a long illness. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at noon at the Mount Zion Pub, Boscobel. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Boscobel Rescue Squad. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Jacqueline Ann, Jackie McCulloch, age 77. Janice M. Shelby, 76 of Richland Center, died Saturday at Soldiers Grove Healthcare. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 until 5 at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall in Richland Center. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Janice M. Shelby, 76 of Richland Center. Robert Charles Bob Rosie Rosencrans, 69, of Richland Center, died September 3rd after a courageous battle with frontotemporal degeneration. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 2 until 5 in the West Commons at the Richland Center High School, with a time of sharing to be held at 4. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the family to be used to rejuvenate the Richland Center High School prairie that he planted, as well as a donation to the Aldo Leopold Foundation. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Robert Charles Bob Rosie Rosencrans, 69, of Richland Center. Donald M. Toad Kelly, 72, of Ithaca, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Keysville. The mass will be live-streamed on the St. Mary Keysville Facebook page. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Sunday from 3 to 6. Friends may also call at the church Monday from 10 until the time of mass at 11 with a rosary at 9:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family or Grace, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Donald M. Toad Kelly, 72, of Ithaca. Sharon Hess, 78, of Loganville, died Saturday after a short illness. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock Tuesday at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto. Burial will follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg Monday from 4:30 until 8, where a rosary will be prayed at 7:45. Friends may also call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Sharon Hess, 78, of Loganville. Lily Martin, 71, of Wausau, died October 7th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, October 26th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet, with burial to follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Saturday, October 26th from 10 until the time of service at 11. Lily Martin, 71, of Wausau.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark.